Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The words of our Savior recorded in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. In court cases, both the prosecution and the defense look for witnesses to help make their cases. The testimony of someone who saw a crime take place, or who gives an alibi for the accused, can greatly affect the outcome of a trial. When witnesses are summoned, they must testify to what they know. Jesus summoned his disciples to be his witnesses. He didn't say that they could or that this was possible for them. He said that they will be his witnesses. The disciples had seen what Jesus had done. They heard him preach, saw the miracles, witnessed his death, and saw him after he rose from the dead. By faith, their responsibility was to testify to others about what Jesus had done and what his work means, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus still calls his believers to be his witnesses. The Savior calls them to tell what he has done to save the world from sin and death. That can be a scary thing. Fear is a powerful motivator to keep quiet. Fear often leads people to disobey God's command and fail to be witnesses for Jesus. Fear then becomes what they serve rather than God. God has called on you to testify to the work of Jesus. By Jesus' death and resurrection, God forgives all of your sins, including the sin of fear-induced silence. Because God forgives you, he also empowers you to testify what you know. It's not an option. This is what Jesus calls his followers to do. By faith in him as their Savior, they joyfully proclaim Jesus' saving truths. Jesus told his disciples to start their work right where they were. God calls you to do the same. Be a witness of Jesus with friends and family. Take your Savior with you wherever you go, faithfully testifying about him. Lord, make me your witness. Use me to testify your saving work to others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.